let's check in with Mark Cass. He's the editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal. I think some of us looked at this with some interest this week, Mark, and that is that the Potawatomi tribe is buying some property from the Boy Scouts out near Oconomowoc. What's all that about?
You know, real interesting move here. It's like 300 acres out west. No specific thing for it yet. I mean, in other areas of the community, they've done office parks. They've done other type of things. But they're really not saying. You know, they've been upgrading the casino right here in Milwaukee. They've not kind of talked about other things like that. But they've done other things. They've kind of expanded their operations. And they've become a huge player in the areas.
Is this out round water? Is it a lakefront property?
No, I don't believe so. It's more, I mean, they may have small water on it, but it's more so just a large property that was used for a camp.
Okay, interesting to see what they do with it. And speaking of property, Cardinal Stritch put their campus on the sale block this week. So how much are you going to have to come up with, Mark, if you want to buy this?
I think you and I are going to have to split this one, Libby. I'm thinking $24 million. You take $23,
whoa,
and I'll figure out the $1 million. How about that?
Yeah.
But $24 million.
You are dreaming, aren't you?
You no doubt about it. 43 acres of land. North Shore, right off the freeway in Glendale and Fox Point, a great site, a site that's already gotten interest. We were talking to some of the developers right after college announced the closure, and you know everybody was already talking about it. You know, I think you're going to see a lot of action on that site. You're going to see a lot of interest in that site. Everybody's already asking me kind of like, what do I expect there? Well, I expect probably on the western edge of the site, which is right near the freeway, you'll see mixed use, you'll see retail, you'll see some offices, you'll see medical. On the eastern edge of the site, which is more in a residential area, I think you'll see some homes, you may see some apartments. But to find that much land, open land, well, almost open if you knock down the buildings on it, is very rare in the city like this. You got to go way out and walk. So you got to go out to Oconomowoc, you got to go north to Sheboygan and get to that area. So this is a great opportunity for somebody right up the street from the mall there. You know, a lot of wealth up on that side of town. So I think there's going to be a tremendous amount of interest. I would be shocked if a year from now we don't already see some construction on the site. Probably 18 months from now, we don't see some actual new things on the site.
Well, speaking of real estate, I see in the Milwaukee Business Journal, you have Coach Bud's home on Okachi Lake up for sale. And by the way, the pictures are
spectacular.
You're
going to go in with that on me, too. You and I are splitting that one? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm living there alone. I'll tell you. That looks like a great place.
You're not sharing. Boy, I thought you were a sharer, but I guess not.
But that means, of course, that we're going to see a new coach. And how important is that hire from a business standpoint?
You know, it's interesting because I'm sure a lot of your listeners would go, you know, it's not that important. You know, he's the coach. He's not involved in sponsorships or attendance. But it really is because he's the leader of the team. The team wins. The team sells tickets. The team sells sponsorships. Under the last few years, they've had a lot of success. They obviously won a championship. They've had great seasons. They've had good attendance. They've sold a lot of sponsorship. Now there's some uncertainty. Sponsors don't like uncertainty, and either do fans. So I think having a coach who's liked and well-respected and wins will lead to them to have great success. They've had great success inside and outside the arena. I think you're going to see more of that as long as they continue to win.
Well, I know you are a big Kohl's shopper.
Yeah, and coupons galore, right? Never go there without a coupon. That's what I say.
This is the question. Kohl's is going to be changing its promotion and sales strategy because they're trying to increase sales. What are they looking to do differently?
I think fewer sales, but more clearance, being more kind of aiming at the customers more. And, you know, kind of nowadays, it's amazing how much retailers know about their customers. I mean, I can end up on the website looking at some shoes at Kohl's, and 3 hours later, I get an email from Kohl's with those shoes in it. Isn't it amazing how that happens? I mean, the online information that they have on all of us is kind of scary, but it also helps them sell. So I think they're going to try to be more direct. You still will see I get asked all the time about the Kohl's cash. I'd be shocked if that went away because that's a big thing they're known for. They're also known for sales, but I think they're going to be more strategic about it because they have to make more money.
And not necessarily about Kohl's, but how many times are you saying something while your phone is in the room and the next thing you know, you look on Facebook and there's an ad for exactly what you were just talking about?
It's kind of like you're watching me all the time, kind of, Libby. I think you're just going to have that little, I think you have a camera somewhere.
All right, let's talk about property downtown. The corner of what, North 4th Street and West Wisconsin? Avenue. What's going on with the city and this RFP on that?
Those of us who have lived here a long time, we've really seen a lot of things kind of get looked at that site, but nothing happened. I mean, I can think back to about 20 years ago, there was actually some talk about a Sheraton hotel there. There was talk about an ESPN zone there. There was talk about high-end hotels there, and nothing has ever happened. And you have this great site right across from the convention center. So the city's seen what's going on West Wisconsin Avenue and really wants to try to see if they can finally have something go out there. So you're going to see a proposal. I'd be surprised if we didn't see something come up, whether it's an office building, retail, mixed use. The hope is someday soon that you'll have the streetcar will get expanded from intermodal up to there. So a great site in the city. I can't believe it's still a lot, but hopefully soon it'll have something very, you know, kind of very cool and will add to our allure of our downtown area.
And finally, the Mark Cass story of the week. A Dallas firm wants to bring a pickleball complex to the city. What do you know, Mark?
Isn't that kind of fun? Come on now. I know you secretly want to play the game with us when it's John McCure and Vince Machado and I playing.
I think you guys are afraid I'm too good for you.
Well, there's no doubt about that, especially John and Vince. I mean, anybody who's seen them play would know that, you know, it's not very pretty. But this is kind of fun because you see, you and I have talked many times about shopping malls in the region, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about what's going on out in Glendale, out in Brookfield Square. They've gone to this multi-use approach, whether it's adding the Whirly Ball, whether it's adding a movie theater, whether it's adding a hotel, whether it's adding more restaurants. Because a shopping mall nowadays really is having a hard time succeeding because very few of us are shopping in a mall. We're going online, kind of like we talked about earlier. So what they need to do is they need to add these mixed-use things, and they have it at the Avenue there. Having those couple courts for the people that live there and the tenants helps them because there have been a bunch of times we've gone, we've played in the courts, and then what do? We go over to the food hall, have a drink, have some food, spend money in the facility. So that's the whole point of this. So I think you'll see that happen here. I mean, this sport is going crazy all over the country, both indoor and outdoor. And I would expect that to happen somewhere in Milwaukee. And I would predict it's going to be at one of our malls.
And one of these days, I know you guys will get the guts to invite me to one of your games.
You know, there's no doubt I would do it. I think you have to talk to John and Vince because I think they're scared. I really think that's the key. You got to overcome. I mean, I've seen those guys play. I mean, again, it's not pretty.
Mark Cass, it's always great to have you here.
Always good to be here, Libby. I'll talk to you next week.